So going back to the indie games thing,
yeah.
Another game that just wasn't in the PAX 10, but was just sort of hanging out on the sidewalls, was Cube. Cube with a Q.
Yes.
By Cube. Toxic Games.
Mm-hmm.
Small team, as far as I can tell. It's a first-person 3D puzzle game.
Yeah.
And it's based on, you look around and the entire world is, well, it's cubes.
Yeah.
They're rounded cubes, but they're cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're rooms. To be clear, these are rooms. And there are some colored cubes. So
yes.
There's, like, a blue cube, which, when you click on it, it becomes a springboard.
Mm-hmm.
There's there are always, like, sets of yellows, not just single yellows. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they sort of extrude in a particular way when you click on them.
Yeah.
There are red ones that you have a bit finer control over when you click on them. And there are green ones, which you cannot interact with at all.
Yeah.
But you can push them around
mm-hmm.
with the other stuff.
But everything else is white cubes.
Everything else is white cubes, which is just like the scenery. Or
yeah,
it's the...
I have to say this, though. I'm kind of sick of first-person puzzle games that have white test chambers.
So the Portal influence is obvious even beyond that. Like,
yeah.
You have, again, you have test chambers. You have rooms that... You know, you enter them, and then it tutorializes a bit, and the room reforms in such a way that you can finish it. Like,
yeah.
The Portal influences are obvious, and I think they're unfortunate, but they don't take away from what's good about a puzzle game, which is the puzzles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, I like Portal. Don't hate me. Don't.
Everybody hates you.
Ah.
So, the game builds these different mechanics in a really good way. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to give any of it away, but there are also other things. Like, there are these buttons on the walls where, for example, there's a set of arrows, and it'll just actually rotate parts of the room, so you can interact with stuff different ways. And, and like, you can easily see where it eventually goes. But it's kind of weird because it's a 3D puzzle game.
Yeah.
And there are certain failings about that. So, Portal avoids these failings by just, like, funneling you into portals, only allowing you to place portals at particular orientations, all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
This game has issues like, you know, I finished this puzzle, I made this block just long enough that I can jump to the finish, and I have to do it 5 times because... I can't quite make that jump. And, you know, I complained to them about this, and it's something that, of course, they're going to work on. The game's not complete.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a sort of a fundamental failing of being in the first-person perspective.
Yeah.
There are other things like, you know, it's a 3D environment with real physics. So there are these, like I said, there are these green cubes that often you have to manipulate by pushing them around with the other colored blocks, right?
Okay.
And there's one puzzle I solved where... I just shortcutted a bunch of it by accident because the green cube ended up halfway on a block instead of fully on a block. So I was actually able to springboard onto the half that was below and then jump onto the green block, which was on the other half of it, and then jump up to the platform I was trying to get to. And so there's just weird imprecisions like that result from the format of it. But, you know, I just want to mention again because, like, it's a game coming out soon, I think. And I think it's really cool. If you like puzzle games, you should probably go check it out.
Yeah,